Hello, you're listening to the Walter Kane Broken Pieces podcast. This podcast is a collaborative effort between the writer, Walter Kane, producer, Alan Byrne, that's me, and the dozens of talented artists all across Ireland who volunteer their time and their voices to this project. If you enjoy the podcast, please visit 8mm network.com, where you can find original artwork for each episode, the biographies of our talented readers, as well as links to our other podcasts and projects.
Hannah's eyelids begin to twitch, pulling against the thin layer of plaster, gumming them together. Her lashes tweak and tug in the crust. White light begins to seep in. There is a slight lolling sensation as if her head is being gently rocked. Her face feels hot. Her eyes pry open and then squint closed again. Pupils retracting from the hollow white light all around. She looks down. Water. Grey navy with a sparkling varnish. As she tilts her head left, her chin rubs and sticks against yellow rubber. She tilts her head slowly right. More rubber. Her head is pressed tight between two traffic sign yellow ovals that pillow her wet face. Her arms are stretched out, down and behind her into the water, like a woman being levitated. She attempts to raise her right hand. The arm feels weak, moving dreamlike through the slow concrete of the water. The hand finally slides to the surface, limp and exhausted from the simple action. She rests it on the yellow balloon for a moment. She raises the hand to her eyes to dull the glare. Strands of her wet hair stick to her face, blurring the scene. Out beyond the wet forest of hair, a great grey plain stretches in all directions, shifting and twinkling with flecks of white. The plain is littered with heads, meat red from sunburn, each ringed in the same comical yellow. There is silence, apart from the gentle lick of water against the jackets. The heads are sleeping. Hannah's eyes drift closed. The sound of waves is calm and hypnotic, like a Buddhist chant. Her arm has floated back down again and rests casually in the water. Body feels warm and starts to tingle. She hears a small clinking and slowly reopens her eyes. Some baby bottles of gin have floated up next to her face like a school of happy fish. From somewhere in the distance, there is a kind of music. The sound is ringing and glassy, like a bird's whistle drowned in the wind. Through her half-closed eyes, she squints against the piercing white light, searching absently for the direction of the sound. Listening. She forgets why she's listening. Her eyes close. And everything is dream dark again.
8mm Network podcasts are 100% DIY and 100% self-funded. Word of mouth is the way that we survive. If you enjoy what we do, we graciously ask that you share us on your social media, like the Facebook page, or write us a review on iTunes. You can find links to do all of these things, as well as original artwork, reader biographies, show notes, and more on our website, 8mm network.com. We really appreciate your support.